Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Ruth Sherman is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Ruth is a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is an internationally respected authority on speech and interpersonal communication. She is one of our top communication experts in the Brain Trust. She's the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, and her company is Ruth Sherman Associates. And as I say, she's our good friend. Ruth, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Jim. Great to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. And, you know, Ruth, I was saying to the audience that when I see people not being successful, one of the things that I've noticed about them is they're not as deliberate and as intentional with the words that they use, in choosing the words that they use. They're a little loose, a little cavalier with the way they express themselves. And what I said was, is I'm not, and I was encouraging people to be a little more specific in the way that they express themselves, and that the words we use matter, but that doesn't mean that you are to be contrived or scripted. You just need to think about what you want to say, especially with customers, and make sure you use the right words. What do you think?
I couldn't agree with you more, Jim. The fact is, I've been working over these last 18 years in the communications area, and I've watched people, mostly what I was looking at early on were how people looked and sounded when they were speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So mostly the physical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But over time, it began to dawn on me that the people who also used persuasive language were more successful than the ones who didn't. So mm-hmm. I began to look into that and examine it. And it's absolutely true. As we see in business, the most successful business campaigns, for example, the Wheaties campaign, Breakfast
right.
of Champions,
right.
the De Beers Diamonds campaign, A Diamond Is Forever.
Mm-hmm.
I could go on and on and on with campaigns and words and phrases that have been around for decades, and we don't get tired of hearing them.
Right.
And I think that why shouldn't every business owner sit down with a group of people they trust and like and come up with the right words that move others to buy their products or services.
Well, and one thing that you can use, folks, as a little bit of a track to run on, especially when we're talking about customers, is try to come up with language that you're very comfortable with that makes it all about the customer.
Absolutely. It should always be about you, not I.
Mm-hmm.
So certainly very important. And I think the other thing that we have, because you go to a business meeting or let's say it's a new business presentation and you're sitting there and you're rattling off your credentials and the people are sitting there and you know what they're thinking? Who cares? It's
right.
What's in it for me?
Right.
What can you do for me? What do you know about me? What do you know about my business? So these are all things that, and this takes thought. Like you said
right.
at the beginning of the show, it takes thought. It takes preparation. You can't just go in and wing it.
You know, I've talked about this before, and I may have mentioned it to you before, but one of the best things that I was ever taught is self-analysis. And when I was with Xerox, they taught us how to use self-analysis to become better salespeople.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things I learned was that every post-call self-analysis, where I left a call and I sat in my car and I would say, okay, here's what I did right, here's what I did wrong, I'll do more of this, I'll do less of that. But what I found out was every post-call analysis was a pre-call analysis because I was going to be making another call soon.
That's right.
And
that's
so
right.
So you get two for your money just by sitting down and slowing down and saying, okay, I should have said this, I should have said that. And again, we're not trying, we're not talking about manipulation, we're not talking about something contrived or scripted. It's just, you know, we have thousands of words in the English language. Some of them serve better than others.
Absolutely. And what you're talking about, Jim, is you're talking about connecting.
Mm-hmm.
How do we connect? And language is one of the most wonderful tools that we have at our disposal to do that. And so you call it self, or they called it at IBM, post-call self-analysis.
Uh-huh.
I call it debriefing, same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So you get done with your business meeting, and you come back, and you sit down, and you say, okay, what worked and what didn't?
But now one thing you have to do, Ruth, and this is, I think this is right on the money on what you're talking about, is you have to be courageous enough and dedicated enough to look at yourself and to say, I'm not perfect. Everything I say that comes out of my mouth isn't always perfect. I want to get better.
That's right, Jim. And I think that it's also a mistake to strive for perfection because humans,
right.
Of course, and language is inherent. They're inherently imperfect.
That's the reason I like the word excellence. Perfection is impossible. Excellence is not impossible.
No, excellence is definitely achievable.
Yeah.
Definitely achievable. But I love, and the English language, Jim, is so rich, really much richer than most other languages, interestingly enough, in terms of vocabulary. And there are always 10 ways to say one thing.
And you know, there's another thing that I think helps people, especially folks, if you're learning, if you're listening to Ruth right now and you're saying, yeah, I think I need to do some more of that. I'm gonna cut you a little slack. If you say something and you feel that you didn't say it as significantly or as exactly how you wanted to, and you think of the way you would have liked to have said it, it probably will be okay to say, you know, let me rephrase that and say it again.
You're exactly right.
There's nothing, you know,
exactly
if you make a little bit of a mistake, I mean, you want to be careful that you don't sound contrived or manipulative, but it's okay to repeat yourself and correct yourself.
Absolutely, and do it with a little bit of grace and a little bit of humor.
Maybe a little humor, exactly.
A little humor, and absolutely, that's, again, what those more successful communicators do. They don't hold themselves to impossible standards. They know they're going to make a mistake, and when they do make that mistake, they do exactly what you said. Let me rephrase that. Let me go back a little. Can I go back for a minute? Because that didn't come out quite right.
One of the ways humans fall in love, Ruth, is with their ears.
Yes.
And you want your customers to fall in love with you. And the words you say matter. We're going to talk with Ruth Sherman some more about this after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Ruth's book is called Get Them to See It Your Way, Right Away, How to Persuade Anyone of Anything. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure. As always, I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you, so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And you can do lots of things there. Check out my blog. You can subscribe to my newsletter, listen to archives, read articles. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anything in between. We got something you can do there and that will help you out. And, of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Ruth Sherman is our guest. She's the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. Ruth, give us your website and tell us how we can find you.
My website, Jim, is www.ruthsherman.com. Everything you need to know about me is right there. And give me a call. I'd love to speak to your listening audience.
And they can find your book there, too, can't they?
Yes, they can. Or they can find it certainly online at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
It's outstanding, folks. Check it out. Ruth, talk to us some more about being persuasive with our language.
Oh, boy. There's so much to say about it. But let's talk about one aspect of persuasive language. Persuasive language creates feelings in people. So when you use the right words, they evoke pictures and illustrations for people and places that we want to be and feelings that we want to have. So, for example, when you're talking about your business, if you use words like excellence,
mm-hmm.
or experience or future or...
Or well done.
Well done, exactly.
Anything that involves any kind of an emotion that would invoke an emotion from them, right?
That's right. We want to evoke emotional connection. And so that's why those advertising slogans I mentioned earlier work so well, because they are what I call aspirational language.
Right.
So, a couple more examples of that would be the great Army slogan, be all that you can be.
Yep.
Who wouldn't want that?
Mm-hmm.
Who wouldn't want that?
Mm-hmm.
I want that.
Words matter, folks. Go ahead.
Right. They matter. Or State Farm. which one is the State Farm one? I'm sorry, I got confused there for a minute. Like a good neighbor.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a good neighbor, State
mm-hmm.
Farm is there.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. So there are tremendous evocative language being used there, and they're all common words.
Well, there are other things that I want to throw out a couple of other ideas on that.
Yeah.
Ruth, I used the term well done a minute ago. When you're talking with customers and they say something, don't just say I agree, or don't just nod your head and go on to what you want to talk about. You know, slow down for a half a second and say, that was really well said. You don't have to be pandering to them, but just compliment them. Use the kinds of words that you think that they would appreciate. Well said, or I like the way you said that, or something like that. Those kinds of connect. That's all part of the connection, isn't it?
Absolutely. Or let's say you've done your homework, which you should do before you go into that new client new business meeting. And you see that business is doing quite well. Well, you might say something like, well, you must be doing something right.
Right.
You know, again, not to pander, not to flatter, but to show you are focused on them and their business, and you've done some homework there.
Not to end on negatives, but I do think it's important that we point out that there are things not to do. Ruth, don't you think?
I think definitely. Certain
grammar, things. Ladies and gentlemen, if you weren't raised to have good grammar, if you've allowed yourself to get sloppy, get unsloppy.
Get unsloppy. Let me tell you a great way to get unsloppy. You know, they're testing grammar now on the SAT.
I hope so. Good.
They are testing grammar.
Mine's not perfect, but I'm still working on it.
Go out, pick up one of those SAT prep books. They give you all kinds of hints, and they'll test your grammar, and you'll learn it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just don't teach it in the schools very much anymore. But grammar...
That's just preposterous to me. What you just said...
Totally
just,
preposterous.
That what you just said makes me... It makes me ill.
It's very, very unfortunate.
Can you imagine... Listen, when I was in college, I was a junior in college taking vertebrate zoology, and my zoology professor... taught me more about grammar than some of my English teachers did.
That's right. I mean, ultimately, you have to learn it, and you end up learning it on your own, because you have to end up in college. You write. You have to write a lot. And,
right.
So then the professors, of course, are correcting you. But the bottom line is that if you put written information or spoken information out there, and it's not grammatically correct, doesn't have to be perfect. We all make mistakes. But it's not, for the most part, grammatically correct. It's a contradiction with quality.
Mm-hmm.
It's a contradiction.
Right.
So you're putting out there a distraction need to happen.
And I'll tell you something else. If you live if you've grown up believing that certain things certain things are said is okay, you know, pay attention to what other people are doing. If you're using words, if you're using expressions that are not in the norm, in the main, then they're not going to be acceptable in the marketplace.
That's absolutely correct. So be very, very read the room. I think that's a great way to put it. Just look around you. Be very observant about what is going on around you. And
that may be the best advice you've given us, because that is so important to not be dense about what's happening around you, the environment around you.
That's right. There's quite a bit going on, and mm-hmm. we're all very focused on so many things, on our Blackberries.
Right.
Put the Blackberry away. Focus.
Absolutely. Hey, Ruth, give us that website one more time.
Sure. It's RuthSherman.com, Jim.
Will you come back? We've got a lot more to teach us. Let's do some more of this.
I can't wait.
Thanks, Ruth. See you next time.
Thank you, Jim. See you. Bye.
Ruth Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. Wasn't that great? I told you we'd get smarter when Ruth joined us. I'll be back after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away. 29 after.
buddy. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Yeah!
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.